Bridge Broussard, Ben Dickwood, Sean Flanagan reporting for duty.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, if you had to really report for duty,
yes,
in anything,
yes,
what would you love to be reporting for duty for?
Cliff diving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Acapulco. I like the white.
That was quick.
Yeah. Okay, you've been thinking about this in your budgie smugglers.
My whole life. When I was a kid, it was a big deal to be very good at swan diving off a cliff into the ocean and timing it so that you arrive as the swell comes in. Otherwise, you plant yourself in the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, yes.
And I used to watch those men as they got up there very bravely to do that, not because of the height of the dive, but because they were wearing white budgie smugglers.
Oh, yeah.
We've gone
I don't see it anymore.
Well, we've gone to Southport. They still have it. We've gone to Southport to the local pool bridge, haven't we? And we had to jump off the 10-metre diving platform and we took ages. We were crapping our decks.
It was a lot higher when you got up there.
That's not good when you're wearing white budgies.
Yes.
But it's weird. Don't you reckon it's a thing? You get older and you all of a sudden go, hang on, because we went to a... What's a wall climbing wall? What do you call them?
Rock climbing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, never done this. Duff, whatever. Put my feet two steps up and went...
Don't worry.
I'm scared this rope's going to break. I'm going to die. Yeah. I was like a foot up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where I grew up in Canberra for a little time there in my teenage years, the Phillip Pool was there.
Oh, you said pool.
Yeah, good Phillip Pool. Yeah. And you had to go to Phillip Pool and go off the top tower.
Okay.
The 10-metre tower.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, as you said, crapping the old Dakaroonies.
Did you get a wedgie?
Before you do it. Oh, mate, did I? Yeah. And I discovered what it's like to get water up the clack.
Okay.
And it's not fun.
No.
It really isn't.
No.
But the real highlight was the girl called Nadine who turned up. We all knew her. Nadine turned up at the pool. And I thought, I hope she's not going to jump off the top tower. But then she took, her T-shirt off, revealed her bikini. And we were only about 12 or 13 at the time. Mm. And Nadine had matured.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
We can upgrade you one. Crib Point Pool, same thing.
Yeah.
Mickey. We'll just...
Mickey's a girl or a guy?
Yeah, okay. Girl.
Glad I'm mature to 21.
If she was at the local pool, we'll jump the fence to save the 50 cents to get in.
Ooh.
Because it was 50 cents to get in.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll jump the fence or put a little hole on the side so we could all crawl under there.
Did I say put a hole on the side? You're talking about a matured girl?
No, I'm not.
That's to see whether it's worth climbing it.
So if there was a Chiquito floating in the water, you'd still go there. That's what you guys are saying.
Oh, yeah. You bet I would.
Oh, yeah.
But my Nadine, when she revealed herself, everyone went, strike me pink. And we realised that not only had she matured, flowered, she also had a great big clump of hair between her breasts, like hair on her chest.
What?
I didn't see this twist.
This is
Okay. She had more hair on her chest than we did at the time.
Way on.
She jumped off the top tower and her boobs were so big, she hit herself in the face with them. And had to get carried out.
No.
No.
She did.
I'm stuck on the hair of the chest.
I tell you what, if it was up to me, and we started this by saying if you could do one mission, if there's something you could go and do, I want to go to that Canberra pool.
Phillip Pool.
Operation Nadine.
So the other weird thing about the Phillip Pool.
Yes, please.
We go there in the morning for swimming training for school, right? Yeah. And then afterwards you'd have a shower, then you catch the bus to school,
okay,
right? And there was an ex-prime minister of this country who used to get changed in there while we were all in there, these young lads, and there were rumours about this ex-prime minister.
Okay.
And he used to get dressed... And the last thing he would put on was his undies and his pants. He'd even have his shoes and his socks and his shirt and his tie and his jacket on.
Well, we can roughly... Humphrey? This is school in the early 80s. Yes. Late 70s?
And he said
late 70s.
So we can rule out Julia.
She had a hairy chest.
Although I do hear when she jumped off the top tower...
her earlobes whacked her in the face.
Should say thanks to everybody for listening to our podcast. It's been going well, and that is a mystery to us. But thank you very much. Today, if you hang around, you'll hear some Gold Coast cops. Our version, it's the Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police cops. Spider has been on the grass and the weed, and Spider has a really, really, truly awkward question for Bridge. You know, we've just finished the big party period of the year. Did anyone have a great New Year's Eve?
Quite but good,
me too.
Same with me.
Madrabar, we stayed at home. At 12 o'clock, I heard one bloke go, Happy New Year!
So did I.
Everybody else went, shut up! But hey, if you went out over the New Year and had a bit of fun, make sure you aren't one of these idiots.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Sexy, sexy time. Tonight on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, it's New Year's Eve and an eagle-eyed patrol officer spotted one drunken reveller upside down in a garbage bin with just his feet sticking out.
Mate, are you all right?
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
Well, on one end, I'm upside down in a bin, which is bad, while on a completely other different hand, there's a half-eaten kebab in here, which is good.
Mate,
garlic and
don't eat a kebab in a bin. It's not COVID safe.
No. I bought the kebab. It's mine. I'm just halfway through it. Incredibly, just 200 metres down the road, officers encounter another man upside down in another bin.
Mate, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
How'd you get in the bin?
I saw a bloke up the road a bit. He was doing it, so I thought I'd give it a go. Meanwhile, back up the road at bin number one, officers have removed the drunken reveller from the garbage. But instead of being grateful, he's now not complying with police.
What's your name, mate?
I'm not answering your questions on the grounds that it may inseminate me. I have the right to silently remain in that bin.
All right, Mr. Bin Chicken, you're under arrest.
What for?
Failing to follow police instructions. Lie face down on the ground and put your hands behind your back.
Well,
I'm handcuffing you.
Okay. But my safety word is kumquat. When Aussie tourists disgrace themselves on the streets of the Glitter Strip, Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops will be there. Sexy, sexy time.
That's what our Gold Coast cops have been up to. And Spider, you had a remarkable Christmas.
Well, it was a good Christmas. You know, we stayed in Australia for the first time in about, probably about 15 years, I think. Yeah,
wow.
10 years at least. And look, I'll give you why it was such a good Christmas. And I'll give you, first of all, my family setup, which is pretty hard to understand. But a couple of ex-wives and three children. So I got Sally, which was my first wife, with Caitlin, my eldest daughter.
Just doing this on the whiteboard. You going slower.
You do need a whiteboard. Seriously, one of the, I think it was Anae tried to do a family tree one day. I said, don't bother. It's not worth it.
It's more forest.
And then I've got my ex-wife, Jodie, with my two daughters, Summer and Anae, and then Cherie and Boston, who live up here. But,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, I talk about Caitlin a lot, Anae a lot, and also Boston. But I hadn't spoken to Summer, my middle daughter, for about 8 or 9 years.
At least 8 or 9 years.
And this isn't, this was, her choice. And myself and Cherie always, text and send messages. And
yeah, you do.
Also, especially, your Christmas, your birthdays, Easter, every time there's a significant thing throughout the year.
So, of course.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
She was grumpy on you because of the breakup?
No, this was years after. This was years after. This was when she's just started to be a teenager. So,
okay,
She lives under the same roof as Anae. So Anae and Summer, they got bedrooms right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Same mum, same dad, but totally different. If you've got children, you understand that children are just completely different.
Yeah, they react differently.
They are never two the same.
Mm.
So, Summer's Christmas present, we always send something down with Nae. So, we'll try and, Nae, what does she want? And this is when I know she's mine. Nae goes, she wants his petrol and beer voucher. And I was like, sweet.
There's the DNA.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can handle that. I'm sure she doesn't want dim sins with it. No. So sent her down a Christmas present as always. And for the first time in 8 years or 9 years or something around there, she texts back.
Whoa.
And
I know for people out there that, got children that aren't in this situation, might not mean much to them, but those people who are in this situation haven't seen their children for, 8, 9 years, 3 years, 10 years. You know, my advice is that it will happen because, again, I didn't text her after that. So that kind of made our Christmas, and even texting Boston, her brother, which was fantastic. And then her 21st was only, last week. So same thing, sent down the present and then, sent a text, and she texted, the next day, which for us
is
as a dad who hasn't seen their children, one of their children for so long, and for dads out there that are in this situation, I've always said, there is hope. You don't know when it's going to turn.
Sure.
And it's been a long journey just to get to here, but it has been it was a great Christmas just to get that message.
Priceless.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, and Flan, Spider and I have been together for over 10 years, I've seen this transition, and I met someone in the beginning, and I've seen this transition, and I can't remember who it was, but they said to Spider years ago, hang in, she will come back to you. Hang in.
Yep.
And then I've seen you, Spider, say the same advice to other people that we know who are going through this. And it's true, I'm from divorced parents, and they can get in your heads about the other one. It's terrible warfare. So, you know, for you to always pass on that advice, even though you were going through that yourself, that was, you know, that was pretty amazing. And it's come back to you because you've always held, like you said, you always held your head high throughout it. You never text anything nasty or anything, always sending presents. I always say to people, you are an awesome dad.
Yeah, but you never know when.
No.
You never know when. So, you know, for us, it was now, there's nothing more at the moment, but, you know, it's one of those things that at least it's something compared to nothing.
Yeah. So you finally get this text. What was the first thing that went through your mind? How was that moment for you?
Just seeing the name come up on the phone.
Yeah, right.
And because I would have 100 text messages over the years that there's been no response, So I didn't respond, and then, you know, just slowly wanted to build that. So for parents and dads that are out there that, don't have faith, just have that faith because it could happen.
It's a tough time of the year for them, so your message is hang in there.
Hang in there.
Good on you, Spider.
Love it.
Wow, long time coming. Well, what a gift.
Yeah, so good. I was just so happy with the beer and petrol.
And so was she. And a few people have called through right now, Spider. But your story's moved a few people.
Well, just talking about having one of the best Christmases ever. I haven't spoken to one of my daughters for 8 or 9 years, and this is the first time she got in contact with us on Christmas Day. And even though it was only by text, to see that name come up, it was awesome. And I have a good relationship with all my other daughters and my young fella Boston. But it was nice to have, just a text come through from Summer.
Mate, it's lovely, mate. And I've got to say, you know, you've told me this story before, and Cherie deserves a lot of credit too.
Yeah, she does.
She's really hung in there.
Yeah, and that's my advice is if you are, dad, and you haven't seen your children for a long time, just hang in there, it will happen.
Well, happy new year to Jane from Mermaid Waters, who's given us a call.
Happy new year, et cetera, et cetera. Yay. Spider,
yes.
That little story that you just told about Summer, I have a friend who had a similar experience. He hadn't had a text from his son or contact with his son for 4 years, and Christmas this year his son texted him. He said it's the best Christmas present ever.
Yeah, see? It's when, and I think Flan mentioned it before, it's, when you see the phone flash up and you expect to see every other name except, the person that you're hoping.
Hope it is.
So that's great. And, look, he would have had a tough time as well. It's just having that faith that one day it will happen.
You just got to hang on to the hope that it will happen. And, for this guy, it did. He said, like I said, it was the best Christmas present he said he's ever got. Just a text from his son.
That is so lovely.
Isn't that beautiful?
And thank God it wasn't, accidental phone call or a bum dial.
It's an awkward moment. 5 minute voicemail slagging off Spider.
Good on you, Jane.
Thank you,
Jane.
Guys. Have a good year. I'll be talking to you, I'm sure.
Yes, you will.
1-1300-925-666 is our number. And Glenn in Labrador's called through as well, Spider.
Yeah, Glenn, you got a Christmas present like I did, or?
No, mate, unfortunately, but you've given me some hope. I've got two daughters, but I've got one that I have a relationship with. They're both in Perth, but the other one, the youngest one, hasn't had anything to do with me for 10 years now.
Oh,
yeah, well, I was, and that's why I wanted to, really tell the story that, my Christmas is the fact that, you know, have that faith because it will happen. I'm in no doubt. And, you know, unfortunately, you're looking at 10 years. I was looking nearly 10 years, but sometimes it could be 12 or 14. But, you know, I just say, yeah, hang in there because it will happen.
Thanks for the hope, Spide.
Glenn, you know what, when my first kid was born, my daughter was born, I was getting a cab home and I had this beautiful Greek cabbie, quite a long trip, you know, from the hospital, and he said, "Why are you out tonight drinking?" And I said, I just had my first baby. And he goes, "Boy or girl?" And I said, "The little girl." And he said, "Oh, good. Because the girls, they come back and look after their father. The boys, bastards." So hang in there, mate. Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, they grow up.
Thanks, guys.
You know, it really will.
Yeah, good on you, Glenn. Thanks for your call.
Mate, that is lovely to hear. It really has been a story a long time in the making. But now you've got a truly awkward question for Bridge.
I might as well ask you now.
So
I've got a question.
Man, don't have Google on. Or anything.
No,
you can just...
No, I don't, because, look, and Rob McLeod, you'll be able to help me out here.
Okay.
Because you are just named that year.
Why are your dimples going on?
Because I want to know the answer to this.
Oh,
and talking to a friend of mine who works in the emergency department here at the Gold Coast University Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's. Yeah, they have a lot of people come through the place and they do a great job at the hospital, New
yes.
Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had an unusual situation where they had a gentleman come in with his girlfriend and, you know, your funny shops, Bridge.
Oh, here we go.
No, you know what?
I can't even make it to 6
no,
a.m. on day one.
Well,
I just said I missed you.
Yeah,
my funny shop.
Yeah, so if you went to your funny shop, I need to ask.
I love this, Ben.
Because there's a guy.
I talked about it once. There was a funny shop. It was honeymoon.
Once.
Listen. because they had me on. They had us, Triple M on.
Okay.
So I was listening to myself perusing. All I did was peruse.
Okay. Well, if you weren't.
All
just,
right, $300 bucks later, but, jeez Louise.
Well, you'll be able to answer this question, Rod, because you know everything. Okay. So the girl and the guy rock in.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, he's used one of her little funny toys.
Oh, okay.
You understand? And it got stuck.
There are boundaries.
I know there's boundaries.
Line.
I know, but this is real. This happened at the Gold Coast University Hospital.
Mm.
Now, he let this go from when he was at home to got to the hospital.
Right.
For 32 hours.
So, hang on. So, the batteries would have run out unless they were. You know, the little bunny's still beating the drum.
That's what I need to ask. How long do batteries last?
Oh, it depends what
Which
type.
Batteries? Well, are they rechargeable or not? That's...
Depends
do you,
what...
Do you think you plugged it in and charged it halfway through?
I don't know.
That's what
because
I'm thinking.
The doctors say he should have come a lot earlier, and he said I couldn't. Because I had to wait for the batteries, but what kind of batteries would have been using?
Sounds like when the doctor said that, he did, probably. earlier than he...
Rod?
I dare say he would have had to do energy input equals energy output.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, I guess, what kind of setting said device was set upon.
I think, it depends on the strength of battery. Depends on a lot of those things now are... You know, rechargeable. Yep. I can say I know they go non-stop all night.
Okay.
No, listen.
All right.
Because...
Right. Wow.
I thought
Talk to
my...
Me.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time for you to explain yourself, Richard.
No, just very quickly, because I thought with my bad ears one night, it was a big mozzie.
No.
Okay.
And it wasn't. I thought it was buzzing around my head all night, and then... I know they go all night.
Okay.
When they're knocked. In a cupboard.
And the only other one is because that was only in the 5 o'clock hour on New Year's night.
Five what?
In the 7 o'clock hour, they got somebody with a deodorant bottle.
Oh. Not different guy.
They're really shoving 2020 up there. Right.
They got rid of it for sure, haven't they?
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.